Hi, y'all. I just wanted to share something that has been troubling me since like Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. I'm also going to be uploading this to Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook, and even sharing it with some friends because I think it's important for us to really look at this. I'm going to give it a subject because this is what we're talking about, and it is crocodile tears. Now, the origin of this idiom, and it is an idiom, is from the medieval notion that crocodiles cry when they devour their prey. Now, just to note, they do have lacrimal glands or tear ducts, and they do produce tears to lubricate their eyes just like humans do. Nevertheless, crocodiles are predatory animals, and there is no likelihood for remorse in any predator. They are out for the kill. They come with an agenda, and that is to devour. This is how this idiom or figure of speech got its roots. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now let's talk. Crocodile tears. It is the superficial false show of fake emotions conjured up by manipulation. It's the ability to cry at the drop of a hat, bent on deception, deceiving others, and in some cases, deceiving their own selves. Crocodile tears are crafty by nature. They will drop to the floor in a posture of humility while their heart remains unchanged, unrepentant, and unaffected by the word and its correction. But they want us to believe they received it to shut the mouths of the servants of Yah quickly, as a matter of fact, because they are unwilling to change despite verbalizing sincerity with no change. So they play the victim even to the point of tantrums to divert and deflect the attention off of themselves. That's what all that show is about. Now, all these tears of insincere sorrow, and let me take you to a little bit of scripture. And I'm not going to give you the scripture, but I'm going to talk about the scripture itself, where it says godly sorrow brings repentance. So there's been no change because those tears are ungodly, demonic, and downright crafty. So now, if you are a parent, you can identify with this. When a child is having a tantrum, you might step over them for a time and appear to ignore the behavior. But there will come a time when you will snatch them up from the floor and bring correction and judgment. Now, why do I say that? Because crocodile tears, yeah, that's what I'm calling you. You've been stepped over for a time to give you an opportunity to turn, but now you are about to get snatched off the floor and the fake tears exposed. Repent while you have the opportunity. Just repent.